I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from a Tilt-A-Whirl, July 31st, 2016. You know that ride at amusement parks that has the half dome that comes behind you? The seats are usually padded and there's a wheel so you can spin yourself silly. I feel like I've been on one of those for 2 weeks now. My brain feels like scrambled eggs. Plus, in this technological age, it sure is hard to avoid looking at technology, which makes it worse. Added to the low blood pressure problem, it physically took me out this week. Thank you, Lauren, for making me feel a little better today. Sometimes it just feels like there's more in our lives than we can handle. When we don't understand what's going on with our own bodies or when we get stuck in cruddy situations, it can seem overwhelming and never-ending. And it sure came at an inconvenient time, according to me. But I don't believe in accident or coincidence, so there must be a reason. I might never get to know that reason either. But to be honest, God owes me no explanation, so it's irrelevant. Once again, it's not about me. Now, I can give in to the frustration and throw myself an enormous pity party, or I can keep trusting my Creator regardless of my feelings. It's my choice. My feelings don't have to dictate my actions. I can't control getting those feelings, but I don't have to be their slave. The Bible tells me so in Galatians 5:22-25. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. I'm not a huge fan of comparing myself to others due to the fact that we're not the same, but things could definitely be worse. My little brother's childhood friend's mom was in a horrific accident on Tuesday. Broken and fused neck, mangled arm, leg broken into 3 pieces, and that's just the stuff they had to do the emergency surgery on. The list of the damage took my sister 10 minutes to repeat. Neither of the people remembered the accident. I don't want to be a complainer. That's what the Israelites did. They were stuck in the wilderness for 40 years, and it hindered their prayers. I've spent more than my allotted time in the wilderness in past lessons from God. I want to conquer what He puts in front of me, not sink under the weight of it. But my flesh stinks. I can't do anything of my own power, not even breathe, and that's a basic function. My strength is like an overcooked spaghetti noodle, limp and soggy. But God is good. Despite the fact that my feelings sometimes tell me He's mean and wants me to suffer for the awful things I've done in life, that is me letting the enemy lie. John 10:10 says this: "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance." to the full till it overflows. Until it overflows, we can be so filled with Him that we can overflow, even when it feels like we are useless and miserable. But it's a choice. Maybe I, like my new friend, P, can help someone through this in the future like she's helping me. She endured fainting for 6 years, and her daughter suffers it too. We might not have connected the way we did otherwise, and I'm extremely blessed to know her. Side note, in 2024, she's one of my best friends still. God really does know what He's doing. I just need to let go of the reins and let Him do what He's doing. We were never promised a pain-free life. It's actually how we learn and grow. So do what you do, Lord. I'm yours. Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click the bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! And now that He's washed me clean, I want to follow where He leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why He gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here. This is why He gave us life. So let His love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.